In Luke's Gospel, chapter 18, Jesus tells a parable to teach us something that's fairly fundamental to our Christian lives and how we behave. Sometimes we can get into a state in our lives where we think we're better than other people in all sorts of ways. Maybe we think that the family that we've been born into is somehow special, and because we belong to it, we are above other people. Maybe we can do lots of things. God has given us abilities and gifts, given us cleverness, and we think it belongs to us. Maybe we think we look good and have great ideas about how to wear clothes and how to wear shoes. Maybe we do really well at school and are good at passing exams, and we come to think that we are cleverer and therefore better than other people. Maybe we even understand the Bible very well, and we can think that we are some kind of special Christian. None of these things in this list belong to us. All that we have and do are gifts from God. We certainly don't deserve them. God gives them to us because of his love towards us and his grace. But even so, it's quite a pervasive thought that I am somehow special. So Jesus told this parable about two men. These two men were very one of them was very proud, and Jesus wanted the people around him who were very proud to see that they were not actually in a very good place at all. So here is the story. These two men went up to the temple, or up to the church, to pray. One was a religious Pharisee and the other was a socially unacceptable tax collector. The Pharisee was very well regarded by people in the community. He always did and said the right thing that calmed everybody down. He had a well-behaved family and he had a good job at the temple, and he always looked the part. Whereas the tax collector was hated by the community. Because of his job of collecting tax money for the Romans, people hated him. And sometimes tax collectors were corrupt. They kept some of the money for themselves. They overcharged people so that they could get rich. If you were a tax collector, you could become wealthy and you could become important in the Roman culture. But the people from your own culture around you would despise you. So these two men go up to the temple to pray. They both feel the need to pray. They both believe in God. These are not godless people. They even recognise that they need God, and they know that they somehow need to talk to him. So the Pharisee stands up by himself, away from the common people, and he says these words: God, I thank you that I am not like other people, robbers, evildoers, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week and give a tenth of all I get. In other words, I go without my dinner, and I give you my money, so I am a really good person. The Pharisee sees himself as a man set apart. He doesn't mix with other worshippers. He's much too above that. So he prays to God by himself, or he thinks he's praying to God. He addresses God as God, not Father or Lord, but just God. God is not a father to him, nor is God in any way his Lord. Then he thanks God, not for food or clothing or any of the provision that God has given to him. He deserves these things after all, and he believes he has a right to own what he has. And he gives God back some of his money. He thanks God that he's not as bad as other people. The Pharisee sees people as really bad. He sees them as thieves, adulterers, and evil people. He would never be that bad. He would never stoop to anything like that. Then he sees the tax collector who has come up to the temple as well. And he tells God that he is in no way as bad as this dreadful tax collector who steals money from everyone. And he justifies himself. He tells God all the great things that he has done. He goes without his dinner twice a week. And he gives God 10% of all he has. So God must be pleased with him because he is keeping the law. He does not thank God for anything. He has been forgiven. He doesn't ask for any forgiveness for sins because he hasn't got any. He has it all. God really needs him. And this man is going through the motions in his religious duty as his religion sets out for him on the pieces of paper. In another part of the temple or the church, standing at a distance from the holy place, maybe he's standing in the foyer, the tax collector stands. He feels his unworthiness acutely. He cannot bring himself even to lift his head up to the sky because he knows he is not worthy to come to God or to speak to him. He knows he has failed. He's a sinner. He hangs his head. He's ashamed. He strikes his breast like a penitent would do. He's showing utter contempt for his own efforts and he's mourning for his sinfulness. He mutters a short line, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. This man has no regard for his so-called good deeds because he knows he hasn't got any. He speaks few words to God. He knows God is not impressed with his words or his deeds. All he is seeking is forgiveness. He is seeking mercy. This is a focused prayer. It only has a few words. So what is Jesus' judgment on these two men who have come to the temple? Who will be listened to? Whose prayer will be answered? Jesus says, the man who humbled himself and was forgiven, and the one who was proud was not forgiven. The man who admitted that he was a sinner before God, he's the one who is forgiven by God. People who humble themselves and seek forgiveness are the ones whose prayers are heard and are forgiven. And that is universal. That is the same for everybody. We all need to be forgiven. God says there are no good people. The good things we have and the good ideas we have are all from him anyway. The only thing we have that belongs to us is our sin, just like the tax collector. And the only way to get rid of it is confessing it to God. We don't need to learn fancy prayers. We don't need to rehearse our theology. We don't need to tell God how wonderful he is and show all the theology that we know. We just need to say sorry. Sorry is the hardest word. We don't want to say it. But we need to say it, or there's no forgiveness. To humble ourselves is difficult for us. But God is so kind. When we do and we say sorry, he forgives us. We know this because he promises in his word that he will. And the weight of our sin goes. He sets us free so that we can live our lives for his glory. This is basically what a Christian is, a bad person who has been forgiven. And we all need this. I need it and you need it. So when we come to God, let's not stand on ceremony. Let's not try and rehearse what we think we know. Let's just humbly come before him and repent and see him working in our lives.